Test, test, test.
Good morning. Welcome to church. I'm really happy to be here, and I bet you are too. God is so good to us. Let's stand and sing some worship songs together. We're going to start by raising a hallelujah. Pastor, will you lead us in the reading today? I don't think that we prepared for that.
Here we go. Alrighty. I'm going to, let's all look up at the big screen. Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, 9 through 15. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. It is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As the scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? How can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? How can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, you are the one who has given to us a Savior, a Redeemer, and a message. You have given to us a testimony. You have given to us the pure, the beautiful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you that that gospel has visited our hearts and our lives. Thank you, Lord, for saving us. Thank you for the beautiful feet of those who came and preached good news to us, that our eyes would be open and that Jesus would take up permanent residence in the very center of our lives. Lord, I pray that we also would be a passionate people who want to bring that gospel to others, that they too would know Jesus. And Lord, especially in days such as this. Lord Jesus, receive the worship of thy people this day. We will call upon your name. We will sing our praises. We will be found in thanksgiving and gladness. May the joy of the Lord be our strength this day. Receive the worship, the praise, the adoration of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior, say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him my own. Sin had left a crimson stain. Repeat. Jesus paid it all. life up from the dead. Oh, praise the one who paid my debt and raised this life up from the dead.
So good to us. We thank you, Lord, for the work that you did on the cross and for the redeeming power of your blood and the grace that you've poured down on our lives to wash our sins from us, to give us new life in you. We love you, God. We lift these praises to you in Jesus' name. Conference, and I think I'm starting to get okay at this song, but it's kind of hit or miss, so I need you to sing really long, really loud, and make sure that we stay on track up here, okay?
task unfinished that drives us to our knees. A need that undiminished rebukes our slothful ease. We rejoice to know thee, renew before thy throne the solemn pledge we
sorry.
Where other lords beside thee hold their unhindered sway, where forces that defy thee still today, with none to heed their crying for life and love and life. Unnumbered souls are dying and pass into the night. We go to all the world with kingdom hope unfurled. No other name has power to save but Jesus Christ the Lord.
We bear the torch.
The torch that flaming fell from the hands of those who gave their lives proclaiming that Jesus died and rose. Ours is the same commission, the same glad message ours, fired by the same ambition. To thee we yield our powers. We go to all the world with kingdom hope unfurled. No other name has power to save but Jesus Christ the Lord.
Father, who sustained them?
Father, who sustained them? O Spirit, who inspired? Savior, whose love constrained them to toil with zeal untied. From cowardice defend us, from lethargy away. Forth on thine errand send us to lay. But Jesus Christ the Lord. No other name has power to save but Jesus Christ the
I trust that you have come out this day to worship, to look to Him, to exalt His name alone, to raise His praise amongst the congregation. To those of you who are joining us at home, a big old welcome to you. If this is the first time you are joining us today, you have found us on the internet, I wanted to welcome you also and trust that you will come back and visit us more in the future also. You are part of our worshiping community today. So welcome to all of you. Before we move on with our next hymn this morning, a couple of very, very quick announcements. They are sign-up announcements. You will have probably noticed as you entered into the foyer this morning There are two sign-up sheets there if I could draw your attention to. The first one is on the big bulletin board, and that is for signing up for Thanksgiving. And we need a lot of hands on deck for our Thanksgiving ministry. This year we are also going back to dining room service as we have in years past. It'll look a little bit different than in years past, but we are going back to our dining room once again. But we do need all of the food for that to make it happen. So there is a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. If you take time to visit it before you leave today, that would be greatly appreciated, and to sign up for what it is that you could bring to make that ministry possible. Also, there is a sign-up sheet out there for our missions banquet the last Sunday of this month. So that's 2 weeks from today. Sean Donnelly will be with us that Sunday, and our missions committee is putting together a missions banquet for that that afternoon right after our church service. And the missions committee will be cooking and providing the food. We ask that if you are planning on coming, if you could, number one, sign up so we know how many tables to set up and how many to prepare for and how much food to cook. And then secondly, if you could also sign up to bring a dessert for that meal, because we'll be having a dessert bar also. So you can make a contribution for that. So two things I want to draw your attention to as it relates to signing up. So please visit those sign-up boards before you leave today if you haven't done so already. All right, that being said, if I could just draw attention to Scripture very quickly, Psalm 34. This is what we want to do. This is why we're here today. The psalmist says, "I will praise the Lord at all times. My mouth will continually praise him. I will boast in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us praise his name together." That's what we want to do together this morning, friends. We want to magnify his name. We want to exalt the precious, precious name of Jesus Christ our Lord and give him all of our worship. Would you find your hymnal with me at this time and go on over to number 382. For those of you who are joining us at home as a congregation now, we're going to be singing the hymn entitled, "Be Thou My Vision." So if you have a home hymnal and you can find that hymn, I invite you to sing along with us as you hear the organ music playing. But right now, for those of us in the sanctuary, please stand with me. Let's sing. Let's worship. It's 382. Amen. You may be seated, friends. Let's prepare to worship our Lord now in the bringing forth of our gifts. If you're joining us at home, you can also participate in this part of our service right through the website where you found us today. And there's a link there to the tithely portion of our website, and you also can participate in worshiping the Lord in the giving of gifts. So I do encourage you to do that. If you have never done that before, you're not doing it now, worship the Lord with us in this way. Gentlemen, would you please join me up front at this time? And let's prepare now to bring forth our gifts unto our Lord. To Him who first gave to us, to Him who gave to us the very best of gifts, in the person of His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in Him, salvation unto the nations, that salvation that has visited us. Let's praise Him. Let's prepare to worship in giving. Gracious Lord, it is with hearts of thanksgiving, overflowing thanksgiving, and with the greatest of joy that we present our gifts to You this hour, O Lord. Lord, thank You that You have given to us so richly, so graciously, so daily. And Lord, in response to this, in this humble and thankful act of worship, we bring forth our gifts, O Lord. Would You utilize these tithes, these offerings, our Father, for the good work of Your kingdom program in this time, for such a time as this, Lord, that the work would continue to go forth, that the gospel would be proclaimed, that, Lord, that we would be light in dark places, and that Jesus would be made known, and the saints would be built up, and You would be glorified. Lord, receive the gifts of the saints this day. Would You bless it richly? Bless the gift, O Lord. Bless the giver. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Seth and I have special music this morning. You know, I was thinking when we picked out this song on Tuesday night and we're practicing it, and I was kind of mulling on it over the week, and I was thinking, we enjoy a lot of freedoms in life, don't we? Especially in this country. We live in the freest country in the world, well, so far, and many of you live in the live free or die state where we are today in New Hampshire. And if you have Jesus as your Savior, we have the freedom of salvation, of love, of grace. We have so many freedoms. And this song is a celebration of how free we are, and hallelujah that we are free from a Savior that can do so much. So while we're singing this, we get to some of the choruses that you can just close your eyes and be singing in your heart about hallelujah, how free we are.
Your deliverance, look where I'm standing now. These hands that once were chained, now lifted high in praise, look where I'm standing now. Look where I'm standing now. I stand on the chain breaking, miracle making, powerful name of on the body raising, prodigal saving, powerful name of Jesus. By your mighty hand into the promised land, look where I'm standing now. You carried the cross for me, now I am a child of the King. Look where I'm standing,
look where I'm standing now.
On the body raising, prodigal saving, powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I'm free. Hallelujah, I'm free. Jesus, my Savior, rescued me. Hallelujah, I'm free. Savior rescued me. Hallelujah, I'm free. I stand on the chain breaking, miracle making, powerful name of Jesus. On the body raising, prodigal saving, powerful name of Jesus. Stand on the chain breaking, miracle making, powerful name of Jesus. On the body raising, prodigal saving, powerful name of Jesus. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, I'm free.
Hallelujah,
Jesus, my Savior, rescued me. Hallelujah, I'm free. Savior rescued me. Hallelujah, I'm free.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise the Lord, and hallelujah that we can gather in this place together today, enjoy the freedoms that we do have, and today we can come together in the house of the Lord, and we can look to Him and praise His name, we can hear from His word, we can enjoy one another's fellowship, we can exalt the name of Jesus, and what a gift, what an incredible gift that is, and this month, the month of October of this year, is our 75th annual missions conference. We've been doing this for a long time, and we at True Memorial have a very active and vibrant missions program. We partner with a lot of good missionary families and organizations that the Word of God would go forth, and so we want to remember that and celebrate that and keep that before the church family of the task that we are doing. It is a task that is still yet unfinished, but we will be found active and vibrant in it. Today, we're going to be hearing from our friends at Word Radio. And we began the service today with a text of scripture from Romans chapter 10. And the reason that this text was selected to lead us off this morning,
I thought largely really because of the work that Ron and Sharon Malone do in their content programming at Word Radio. And thank you guys so much for the labors that you put forth. How long have you guys been doing this now? How many years? 1985, so a lot of years. 37 years. Thank you guys for your faithfulness to that. You know, the scripture that we read this morning said, how will they call on him whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without somebody preaching? And each and every day, if you to tune into Word Radio, you will hear wonderful content programming. You will hear somebody preaching. You will hear the Word of God going forth. So whether it is for those who are regular and faithful listeners to Word Radio, and they tune in each and every day, and they'll listen to their favorite gospel preacher or whatever other hour they tune in on the dial, the Word of God is always there, faithfully there. And even if somebody's doing channel surfing, I have to trust in the Lord that he's going to cause somebody to land right on those channels and to hear what he would have for them to hear that day. So we want to welcome Word Radio today, and we're so glad that Ron and Sharon, thank you for your faithfulness to the proclamation of the Word of God and how he uses your skill set in putting forth the Word. So with that being said, I don't want to take up any more of your time. I'm 5 minutes late, Ron, so I hope that's okay. I'm going to hand things over to you guys. Sharon, I'm told to get the microphone over to you. And welcome. Welcome.
We're privileged to be part of this church, and we are thankful that Word Radio exists greatly much because of the participation of this church and your encouragement over the years. And you personally, who have helped us with your prayers, your support, and encouragement in so many different ways as we have matured. The first slide for Word Radio coming up here next will be the developed slide of Word Radio. It has four or five spires, four spires relating to the four stations that we are on the airwaves with the main theme, the cross, the death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for the opportunity during this missions conference because we recognize, as you do, that the task is unfinished. We at Word Radio are but a tool that people can use to make disciples and be disciples. Disciples are learners, and to inspire others to learn. We're going to hear later on another tool you may not be aware of how to make disciples. As the pastor said, we are Ron, and we are Ron and Sharon Malone. And thank you, Sharon, for standing way over there. And Sharon's going to put some comments in here for each slide as we go along. The next slide, please. This is the main insignia for Word Radio. It was developed, in short, by us and our staff, namely Carol Corbett and others who helped us to put this together, and most of the literature that we use has this on it. I'd like to make you aware that today there's a couple of compound things going on. We wish not to talk so much about our successes and how we have grown, especially in the last couple of years. But we want you to know that our main inspiration is to be and make disciples. We have plenty of tools in content, as Pastor said, that you can use in listening to Word Radio and being equipped to speak to others. It is a task unfinished, but you are not left without a tool. I'm going to be handing out, via the ushers here, a square. This is a tool. One side is 88.7, and the other side is the new and big 88.1, which will be on the air soon. These stations will be encompassing a huge area, and of which right now we are, I want to come up to a coverage map, John, that shows the whole coverage map, four slides in, I believe. And keep going, please, and keep going, and we're coming back. Keep going, please, and keep going, and here. You guys will recognize this map. You see the Cape to the center bottom, and you see up toward the top right, red, yellow, green. The yellow-green extremities are north of Portland, coming across to the west, green, yellow, Mount Washington Valley. Coming to the west, the Concord, Lowell, I-93 corridor, and everything in between. This signal is so strong on 88.1, you'll need to take the batteries out of your radio. The red, it's honestly, it'll be silent and completely free of noise. It'll make it possible to hear it in your kitchen, in your radio, in your automobile, and practically anywhere that you are. The areas that are principally greenish, yellow, red, white are the areas we're already covering now with WSEW on 88.7. But the extremes are to be covered by 88.1 to make a magnificent millions of potential listeners. Now, could we go to the second slide, please? With the cup being poured out, and Sharon, would you talk to us back? I'm sorry, the pointer is not working. Back. Back, please. Anyway, there we are. Sharon, tell us about Between Sundays.
Well, I think Ron has already told you that Word Radio is here to spread the word. And I'm just thankful that God has brought us over the years. Pastor, what'd you say? My math, 37? At 37, okay. We have four stations with three formats, and all have, as he said, biblical talk and teaching to pour truth into your lives.
Oh, next,
sorry.
If you would, John.
Sorry. I was supposed to hold the microphone.
New England is recognized as one of the least churched regions in our country currently, and while many will hesitate to enter into a church building, we seek to expose them to the gospel light where they are, in their car, at home, or listening online. It's our desire to continue to expand the reach of our signals so that even more can hear the life-saving message of Jesus Christ and come to a personal relationship of Him and relationship with Him, a natural outflowing of that personal relationship is care and love and concern for others, that they might become learners, disciples of the truth in Jesus Christ. Next, please.
We're reminded that revival in New England, we've all been praying for years and years and years. It's happened, and it's mostly and entirely because the Word of God is truth. And I had a scripture from 1 Peter chapter 1, and it reminds us that the truth is develops sincere brotherly love, and that's love for another earnestly from a pure heart. Since you've been born again by the imperishable living Word of God. And I was thinking how the leaves fall and how the beauty of the Word of God remains forever. But the goal is that the word is the good news that was presented to those who hear. This is how we expect to be able to progress, and how we've already, you already know, you already listened to 88.7, I'm sure, those of you who do, and we'd invite you, if you're not, to listen to 88.7 in this area. If you're up to Portland and out that way, you can hear 88.5. If you live near New Durham, Rochester sometimes, that's 91.7. And our newest station, the power station, is, as Ron said, going to go further and hopefully reach a lot more people further south and west.
88.5 is somewhat neglected because it does cover all of the greater Portland area as well. And when you do get up to Portland, you can hear 88.7 as well, and you will hear a big signal also on 88.1 in the near future. This is the coverage map, and we trust that God will bless and allow us to do this. We have a slide upcoming about your prayers. We have received all of our engineering, all of our FCC approvals, all of our equipment, our modification, our antenna parts are assembled and ready to lift onto the tower. We have received our structural analysis approval on the tower to put this antenna, which weighs about 1,200 to 1,500 pounds, on this beautiful 400-foot tower on Mount Hope in Sanford, and God is good. There is a tremendous need for riggers. They have so backed up in installing this equipment, and they are squeezing us in. So in the next 2 to 3 weeks, when a day comes that they can come and install our equipment on the tower, they'll do so. And we're thankful for them. We want you to pray for them that they'll be able to come. Secondly, that they'll come and there'll be great safety and provision, that there'll be headway, and that we won't break anything. It's Italian, folks. It came from Milan, Italy. And I'm sorry to say, no one in the continental U.S. could build it. The three formats that we have, please to point out that the 88.1 is going to be a brand new format, very similar to what you hear on 88.7. However, there'll be a mix of music that we do not have at this time, and there'll be new programs as well as what I refer to as the boilerplate programs. Sharon always helps me out with that phrase. Go ahead, Sharon.
It's a point of saying, Pastor reminded us that Word Radio is the Word, and the Word is content. And these are some of the programs that we air, and as he said, we'll be airing some of these, a lot of these, at different times, and we're blessed to be able to have the ability to broadcast so many programs. And I'd just like to say that we have a great feature on our website that if you've missed a program, Carol has set up, it's actually called Glory Stones of Glory, and it's on demand. So if you've missed something, you go to wordradio.net, you can check out some of those tiles and look for your favorite programs and look for what you've missed and be able to share it with a friend or listen again. So we're happy to be able to offer great quality Christian programming, gives you worldviews and the Word.
We count ourselves to be greatly privileged to be able to retransmit this great programming from these dedicated programmers who love God, love His Word, and want to make disciples. We have beautiful equipment, folks. I want you to know we have beautiful equipment, and it's capable of delivering. We want to deliver it to your ears and the ears of other people. We want it to be a tool for you, and we want you to provide and help others to be able to use it as a tool as well. At this time, you're going to have one more thing added to your toolbox. Would the ushers please pass out to everybody a square? This is a square tool. It's designed for two reasons. One, the guys are here and they're outside. Would someone get them and ask them to come? Oh, you handed them out already?
They have them already.
Oh, can I see them? See those beautiful cards? Oh, thank you. Did they sneak that in when I wasn't looking? All right. These tools are for you to remind you throughout this presentation and to what you will hear up through to about 5 minutes of 12, you will hear about a tool that you might not have ever heard about using the radio stations, the contents that you hear, reminders to listen, and this little tool that you can hand out to somebody, either in an envelope or passerby, to say, hey, by the way, would you like to hear a new sound on the radio that's different? And you can hand out this tool as an invitation. We started a long time ago, but it happened with it happened with the Navy. It happened with the Billy Graham Association in Honolulu, where I was involved with their chief engineering at their station, KEIM. It happened when we came home. It happened when we did subcarrier broadcasts out of Mount Washington. It happened when we had our first station go on the air in 1992. It happened when we've had upgrades. It happened all the time when the Spirit of God did his work and the encouragement of you folks and others. We have many people that help us, come along, contribute, pray for us, talk to us, call us, correspond with us, and it's greatly encouraging. And we're so thankful for Carol, who helps to coordinate all of those things. We are. And we went to, that being Carol went out, and Ted White at the bottom corner, and myself went to River Rock, okay? This is the biggie as of late. Just a couple of weeks ago, our parts arrived from Italy. We're thankful that it only took 6 weeks. It took 6 weeks of maneuvering to get it to UPS Freight, to get them to spring it out of Chicago, where it overshot the East Coast, to get it out of customs and get it delivered to us, and to convince them we didn't owe them $18,000. We owed them $6,200. Sometimes it's a fight. Anyway, Sharon and the copy of the front page document, the structural analysis approval. We're moving right along. These are some pictures of the new antenna system in Barrington for WSEW, the tower in Barrington, and every once in a while, people come to help me. And I'm thankful that Seth, one morning, we said we have our limitations of time. We will give ourselves to this time limitation, and we will do it because there are greater things going on that we will need to do this in this time frame. Guess what? We did it within the time frame. Here we are. This is the new transmitter, the NV3.5 by Notel. It's the finest and best transmitter in the world. And you people helped us pay for it completely. This is the broadcast antenna under a test at Dielectric in Raymond, Maine. This is the six-bay antenna that you listen to 88.7 on. And every once in a while, we take a hike. We go up on the tower and look straight down. There is those radiators in a weatherproof radome. We do this because it's been nearly 12 years since the vision was hatched that WMEK 88.1 would go on the air. And we've been able to navigate through lots of legal and administrative hurdles to come to this point. And we have believed and trusted, and God has said, wait, so many times. And so here it is, 88.1 FM. WMEK is now operating out of Kennebunkport. Bob and Tracy hear it down there at their store. It will be big. It's 100 watts now, and it does maybe 10 miles or so. But later, it'll do big. These are the squares. Would you please hold them? And coming up next, please understand, we need your prayers and your continued support. We appreciate so much you blessing us all in what we do at Word Radio. This is a tool in front of us and for you to consider. How can we make disciples, disciples making disciples? And at this time, we have a special guest whom is a member of our board of directors, has been a longtime friend of True Memorial, was a standard parishioner here from 1981 to 1988, was sent to Columbia Bible School to see what God would do in 1988, and is now pastor of New Hope Church in Nottingham, New Hampshire, where Robin Hood lives.
I told Ted I was going to say that.
And so I would like to introduce Pastor Ted White, and his wife Elaine is with us here this morning, which a lot of us are familiar with them both. So, Ted, if you'd come up and tell us about DMM, where us, the radio station, is now airing.
Amen. Is that on okay? Can you hear me? Okay, now you can. All right. So what a joy to be here. Wow. 41 years ago is when we started coming here. I know that like that because that's how many years we've been married, 41 years. And so I can't forget that. But it's really exciting to see what the Lord's done in those 41 years. It's exciting to know how many people in this particular church. I mean, I think of Rocky. Rocky and I served together for quite some time. And so I thank Rocky for the inspiration he's given to me. He probably doesn't know that. But anyways, he's been a real encouragement early on. And so I'd like to share with you about disciple making. There are disciple making movements in the world, and there are 1,350, last time I read, 1,350 of these movements in the world, and they're starting in the United States. It seems like we're behind in many things sometimes. So anyways, the average in these movements are 75,000 people. The largest movement is in the northern part of India, where there's 5 million people have been impacted. This started off with two guys less than 20 years ago. Two guys, as the Lord went, encouraged them to go, and they started making disciples, and now there's 5 million people in the northern part of India. Now there's 1,350 of these movements, as I said, in the world, and it's starting here. And so I came in contact with a fellow by the name of Ayla. He's over in Africa. He's a former Muslim. He's from Kenya, and I went over for a number of years. Unfortunately, I got disconnected from him, my fault, in 2012. But because of COVID, I got reconnected again through online training, which we were doing for the first time because of COVID. And so I went through level one training, practical, level two training, practical, and now I'm in a coaching group each week as well as a prayer time with these guys from all around the world, actually. And so we started to apply this a couple of years ago. We had our first workshop at Camp Maranatha in New Durham a couple of years ago in September. We had 15 people there, and now it's just expanded. There are other pastors getting on board. There are other ministry leaders getting on board, and I want to share a little bit about it. Do we have the next slide? There's another slide with this one, or is it just that one? I'd like to use the next slide if you have it. Okay. Let me just kind of go through this. All these movements are similar. It doesn't matter what movement you get in connection with, they're all similar. And I would encourage you, if you want to learn more about this, this is the Jesus Strategy, this book here by Tom Marshall. And this kind of gives an overview of discipleship making movement. So I'd encourage you if you'd like to check it out. Also, we will be having a, nope, that's not it. Go back to the other one, please. I'd encourage you, if you are able, tonight from 5 to 8 p.m., we'll be in Raymond Baptist, and we'll be having a workshop there so you can practically see what these are about. Okay, so let me run this through this graphic, because this is basically the principles of DMM. Prayer is huge. They have prayer groups multiple times a week. They'll have prayer retreats. They do prayer walking. There's all kinds of times for prayer. I know within our fellowship and our network, we have prayer time on Sunday mornings. We get together to pray. We get together once a month specifically to pray for DMM, a whole evening. Actually, it's two times a month, two different locations. But we get together and pray because, you know, it's really exciting when Jesus gave the parable in Luke chapter 18, right? The unjust judge. And he gave us the reason why he gave us the parable, that men should always pray and not give up. And then at the end of the parable, he says something interesting that is really challenging to me as you couple both of these together. And he said, when the Son of Man comes to the earth, will he find faith? Faith is directly connected to our prayer time. So if we're prayerless, what is that saying about faith? Faith and prayer go together. Our prayer is dependent upon God. And so prayer is huge in these movements. Secondly, teamwork. We're not meant to serve alone as we make disciples. You know, the Great Commission says, go into all the world, make disciples, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then it says what? Teaching them, what's the next words? To observe, obey, or keep. That is huge. There's two types, basically, of discipleship. Knowledge-based discipleship or obedience-based discipleship. Knowledge base is basically you go to a group and you're getting information, but sometimes very little of that is applied, and there's no accountability. With the obedience-based discipleship, you go through a passage, and I'll get to this in a moment. You go through some questions, and then there's accountability. I'll get to that in a moment. But we do this in teamwork. We network together. And so what I've been doing since I got involved is networking with other people throughout New Hampshire. Now it's gone beyond New Hampshire. Within just 2 years, it's in Connecticut now, and now in the Philippines, Peru, Florida. It's just starting to get outside of New Hampshire. It's really exciting to see people grabbing hold. There's something new, a stir in the world. The Lord is doing something new here in New Hampshire and in New England as well. I'm seeing this as I come in contact with different people, that the Lord's already stirring people in this area of discipleship or disciple making. There needs to be a move in disciple making. Now, I've been involved with a number of pastors. I'm in at least two pastors' groups. And one time we were in this pastors' group, and at the end, you know what the pastors came to a conclusion at? We failed in making disciples. That's what this pastors' group said. And if you think about this, think about it. If evangelism or witnessing should be an outflow of discipleship, and if only 5% or less of people share the gospel, what does that say about discipleship? It's not really taking place as far as encouraging people to follow through and sharing the gospel. We looked at that passage in Romans. How are they going to hear unless they are sent? But the interesting thing about that is in John 17, 18, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, we are sent ones already. We are already sent ones. And so the Lord has sent us to be His ambassadors. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, right? And an ambassador is to encourage others to trust Christ, to be reconciled to God. And so are we all ambassadors? All of us, right? So we should be practicing ambassadors like this, encouraging others. And so we go on. And so in teamwork, you start engaging people. This could be through a ministry already that's in place, or it could be a new ministry, or it's just as you're going through life. This is not an addition to what you're doing already. This is a lifestyle and just being aware of the people around us. There's so many people in our life. Where we walk, where we move, where we work, where we live, leisure time, you know, going to the gym, getting a cup of coffee. There's all kinds of people around us. Intentionality is a word that comes up in these movements. We need to be more intentional. I guarantee you are intentional about certain things, right? If you're working, you have to be intentional about getting up and going to work, or you might not last that long there. If you have children, you have to be intentional about how to take care of those children. There are many things in life that we are intentional about. We're intentional about eating. If you like coffee like me, I'm intentional about going to Dunkin' Donuts on occasion. But we're intentional about certain things. So being intentional about disciple making. So we engage people through whatever avenue the Lord leads us. And then we're looking for a person of peace. Now this comes out of Luke chapter 10. You know, Jesus sent out the 72, right? And he told them to go to a village, and the person opened up their home. That's the person of peace. You see that in the passage if you read down through there in Luke chapter 10. And so this person is open and welcoming. We're not looking for people that are at odds with us and just want to argue. No, I don't spend my time there. I like to go to people, and if they're open and they want to talk about God's word, if they want to get into the God's word, then let's do it. Get into God's word together. Those are the type of people. But we will not know if people are open unless we go to them and talk to them. How shall they hear unless we are sent? We've got to go to them. If it's our neighbors, the cashier, whoever it might be in our life, the Lord is just encouraging us to go to them. I want to tell you a brief story. When I was a teenager, my grandfather died when I was a junior in high school. And I wasn't a believer. I wasn't a believer until I was 24. That's a story in itself. But anyways, my grandfather died. I was really close to him. He was a hard man. He was an alcoholic. He was the one, unfortunately, that got me going down the wrong road, gave me my first beer when I was an early teenager, and it was a downhill slide from there. But when he died when I was a junior in high school, it shook me to the core because I loved that man. And so, I remember sitting up in the big town of Etna, New Hampshire, out on a back road under a starlit sky with my best friend at the time. We're drinking beers, and we're asking ourselves these questions. And I wonder how many people in my sphere are asking these questions right now, or in yours. And the questions were this. Is there really a heaven? Is there really a hell? What is my purpose in life? Where did I come from? Where am I going? And two of us were about as ignorant of those answers as possible. And there was nobody in my sphere at the time that I knew that had the answers, or they did not take the time to share with me. Unfortunately, I heard that since I graduated high school, there were some Christians in high school, in my class, but they never talked to me about the Lord Jesus Christ. How will we know if these people are ready unless we talk to them? And so we need to engage people, we find these people of peace, and then we start these discovery Bible studies or discovery groups. These are not like a small group. These are different in the sense that you don't have a teacher in the group. The Holy Spirit of God is the teacher, and everybody gets to facilitate in these groups each week. You take turns. There's not one person that's leading it. Everybody facilitates. Everybody's growing together. No experts. It doesn't matter how many degrees after your name. We all need to learn that we're all ordinary people, whether we're in leadership or not in leadership. We're all ordinary people. And who does Jesus use? Ordinary people. Look at the ordinary fishermen. How many fishermen here? Any? Right? He uses fishermen. How many you know, there's all kinds of ordinary people that God uses, right? And that's you, and that's me. And so he's encouraging us in this area, and it's not age-oriented either. When Jesus said, make disciples, he didn't say, unless you're fill in the blank. As a matter of fact, we're told that they shall bear fruit, what, where? In old age. So, you know, we never, have you ever heard, you remember the retreads? How many remember retreads? Who knows what I'm talking about? Anybody? Okay, retreads, right? I don't know if they make them anymore, right? They probably don't. But a retread was just a tire that you put a new tread on so you keep going another 50,000 miles. And so we never retire. We should never retire. We should be in the lifelong learning process until we die. But when we do retire, it's just a retread process. We're doing something different. That's what it should be when we retire. Be a retread. Keep going. And so these groups start, and when these groups start and they grow, and these are small groups, you don't get very large. You get to maybe 8, 10, and then you multiply. And that could be the group divide and multiply that way, or it could be somebody from the group or two people from the group going out and multiplying that way. But the group multiplies, and you might have a few of these groups in an area now, and then that starts a new church. I'm going to say something that you guys will go, what did he just say? Who is this guy? Okay, but anyways, I'm going to say it. And so we encourage people not to invite them to church. We encourage them to go to them. Because there are a lot of people with all kinds of baggage because of church and stuff that's happened. And there's other reasons too. But we want to reach them where they're at. And then we start groups where they're at. And then we want to see new churches planted. And that happens not by planting churches. It happens by making disciples. In the discipleship process, as we make disciples, they grow in these groups, and then a church is planted. And so you have these small groups all over the place, and then these small churches all over the place. This is what's happening all over the world. And so there's a spider web of networking taking place, and if you just kind of picture a spider web just kind of starting to encase the planet, that's how the gospel is going to go out to the whole world, and then the end will come. That's the plan that Jesus has, to make disciples that make disciples, generational discipleship. It says in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2, it says, the things you have heard of me, one generation, the same commit to faithful men, that's the faithful men is the third generation actually, who shall be able to teach others as well. So there's four generations. Jesus, if you want to count Jesus right, that's five. Five generations. So Paul was thinking generational discipleship. He wasn't just thinking about discipling one group or one person. He was thinking down the road. I was actually in Isaiah 59 talking about the same thing there. The word that we have that the Lord's given to us, we're to give to our children, and then they're to give to their children's children, right? And so again, generational discipleship. And so that's what this is all about. And so churches start, and the process just continues like this. And it's a lifestyle. As I go through life, I'm thinking about all these pieces right here. I'm not just thinking about one piece. I'm thinking about all of them. Lord, what do you want to do in my life? I'll close with this story. And this is just such a brief touch. And I'd encourage you to check it out. You can go to disciplemakinglife.com. There's some information there. We've done some videos. You can see more there. So I hit 65 years old 2 years ago. And I said, Lord, I'd really like to be more of an impact than I have been up to this point. And so I was thinking about trees. I'm in Stratford. My office is in my house. I'm looking out the windows at trees. And I was thinking about, like, you lay down an oak tree. And if one of the apostles was standing at the roots, looking down that trunk and all those branches branching off, that's like looking down through the quarter of time. And all those branches are disciples that have made disciples, that have made disciples, that have made disciples, right down to us. Faithful people making disciples right down to us. And I was thinking, Lord, what's my tree going to look like? Is it going to be like a trunk with no branches? Is it going to be a trunk with stubs coming off, you know, people making professions of faith and that's it? Or will it be a trunk with branches that branch off right down to the end of the age? Wouldn't that be exciting? Wouldn't that be exciting to see people right at the end of the age come to know Jesus because we were faithful in making disciples that were making disciples all the way down to the end? That would be exciting. And so I was thinking about the guy that was born blind, and he was healed in two parts. Remember that story? Jesus took mud, rubbed on his eyes. And after the first part, he goes up. Jesus said, what do you see? He says, I see men walking as trees. Actually, that was another man that was born blind. But this one man that was born blind, Jesus did it in two parts, rubbed his eyes. What do you see? I see men walking around as trees. And actually, men should be trees, right? The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. We're kind of like trees of life. We should be like trees of life walking around. And so I was really encouraged and challenged by that. It was right after that prayer that this email came in inviting me to their training. And so this is my life's goal. I have a graphic. It's the run the race marked out for you from Hebrews chapter 12. And it has a picture of a little seed where the Lord kind of sprouted my brain this disciple making movement as I came in contact with it. And then it's a picture of New Hampshire, where they're going out further to there, and then the United States, and treeing out further there, and then the world. And it's already happening. And it's not because I'm some great person, because I'm not. I know exactly who I am. I'm just an ordinary person. I'm a crane operator. I'm a heavy equipment operator. I mean, that's my background. I'm an ordinary person. But I have learned this, and I'm a shy person. That's what my son said one time, you know, when I said that. But naturally, I am. But, you know, serving the Lord and doing His will is such a joy. And to see people who really want to make an impact as well is such a joy. And my heart's desire is to see many more do much more for the Lord Jesus Christ than I ever could. Anyways, I just kind of want to share that a little bit. Is that okay?
It's horrible.
All right.
Would you close up, Pastor Rick? I think that's about it. We'll have questions in the foyer for anyone.
Ron, Sharon, Ted, thank you so much. As we close in prayer, I'd like to pray with you guys. So as we usually do, can I have you guys just come up? Carol, can you come and join us also, dear? You're part of this team. I want to pray for them and the work that the Lord has put on their plates and call them to do today. I'd like to pray for them right now. And our, if I could just have 30 seconds, a little mission story. Our theme this month is facing a task unfinished. There's work to do. There's still work to do today. I'm rereading right now Elizabeth Elliot's book, Through Gates of Splendor. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with that missions book, along with Shadow of the Almighty, two great ones that have to be on your reading list. She shares the story of her husband, Jim. He was martyred for the faith. And she shares the story of how one of the passions of his life, or what he lived by, was when it comes time to die, make sure the only thing you've got left to do is die. And we don't know when the Lord's going to take us home. Might be today, might be tomorrow, might be next year. Until that day, we have a task to do. And today the task is still yet unfinished. So that that lofty goal of when it comes time to die, I want to make sure that all I've got left to do, because I've done the work already through the power of the Spirit of God, only thing I've got left to do is just to die and to be drawn into His presence. Let me pray for you guys. Gracious Lord, I thank you for the ministry of Word Radio and the task that goes forth each and every day around the clock from that ministry, Lord. I thank you for it. I thank you for Ron and Sharon. I thank you for Ted. I thank you for Carol. I thank you for Tracy. Lord, those who are engaged daily in the task that you have put before them. Lord, we also know that this is spiritual work. It is spiritual warfare. Father, I pray that you would bless them, protect them, and watch over them daily, Lord. That they would go forth with joy each and every day, hour by hour and moment by moment, serving you with glad hearts. Lord, I pray your blessings upon them, that your spirit would come upon them and just fill them with the skills and the talents and the knowledge and the passion that they need moment by moment for the task that you have called them to. Lord, we saw pictures on the big screen today of antenna work and a 400-foot tower and 1,200 pounds worth of equipment that has to be hoisted up there and rigors that you are employing and gathering together even now for that task, O Lord. Father, I pray that when that is done, that you would watch over these people. And Lord, cause them to be a blessing to others. Cause Ron and Sharon to be a blessing to them. And Lord, that the word would continue to go forth, that the precious gospel of Jesus Christ would be made known and could be heard and could be understood in our surrounding communities for a time such as this. Father, I want to pray for new listeners, those who would tune in, those who you would lead to those local channels. And Lord, that you would do a work within their hearts. We know that you have divine appointments planned, even today, that there would be those who are introduced to the life-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for potential new programming that you would lead Ron and Sharon to. Well, Lord, show them what you would have for them to know and to follow up on. Lord, for Word Radio, I thank you for it. I thank you for 37 years of faithful ministry to you, O Lord. We know that you have led them along the way, every step of the way. Lord, I continue to pray your blessings upon them. May the precious gospel of Christ and the Word of God manifest itself in our community. Lord, I want to pray for Ted today and the disciple making endeavors that you have so passionately filled his heart with. Oh, Lord, I just pray that he would walk in obedience to your word and your calling. And Lord, that we know your word has not told us to make converts, but to make disciples. Those who would follow after you, those who would follow hard after the rabbi, and they in turn would engage themselves in a ministry of multiplication to others. Father, I pray for Carol today. I pray for Tracy today and the labors that you've put on their plate, the talents and the creativity that you have given to them. Lord, I pray that you would use them mightily for your kingdom purposes, your kingdom program for a time such as this. Lord, may your hand be upon this ministry, their needs provided above and beyond that which we can ask or think, that the word of God would continue to go forth with power, led by your Holy Spirit. Lord, have your way with them, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Could I ask you to remember Ted today? He's doing a workshop at Raymond Baptist Church at 5 o'clock, where there will be those interested in DMM. This will not be the last one. Everyone will have an opportunity into the future. So be talking to God about it.
Thank you, friend. And Ted, is that Raymond, New Hampshire?
Yes.
Raymond, New Hampshire. Okay. Raymond, New Hampshire. All right, hey, folks, find your hymnal one last time with me this morning. And let's go to, in our hymnals, this number 300. It's entitled, I'll Tell the World That I'm a Christian. Those of you joining us at home, feel free to find that one in your home hymnal and join us in singing when you hear the organ start playing. 300, I'll Tell the World
that I'm a Christian. Stand with me. Let's sing together. Let's worship. That's a big task. That's a big calling. Those are big words. But we have a big God, and we have a great message. Amen. Gracious Lord, as we dismiss this day, I pray that you would be with this flock, this congregation, Lord. Go with them. Go before them. Lord, lead them and guide them, protect them, bless them. And Lord, because we have been blessed, cause us to be a blessing to others. And Lord, as we go forth, may we do so with the joy and the gladness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for we know that it is the power of God unto salvation. Lord, bless us this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, dear friends. You are dismissed. There's a table in the foyer. Visit, stop and visit with Word Radio. You're dismissed.